Okay, so we are on Daf Hey.
You're welcome to stay.
Yeah. We are on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Sorry, we're actually on Dal Amud Beis at the bottom of the page, Amar Mar. So one of the questions that we asked, right, was, or one the thing we talked about was this idea of, well, let's just start. Amar Mar. Bein kachu, bein kach lo yivo, lo be'erv Shabbos, v'lo be'matzah Shabbos, right? So whatever these cases we've been talking about, things we're allowing, not allowing, which days, not days, etc. Regardless, what's the halacha? The couple should not have marital relations on Erev Shabbos and not on Matzah Shabbos, meaning the first time. Okay. So Bishlam Erev Shabbos, Gemara assumes, well, I assume Erev Shabbos, at least I can understand. Why? Mishum Chabur, when you get back to this question. Mishum Chabur, because presumably there's going to be a court, you're causing the woman to bleed. Right, there's gonna be hymenal bleeding, so that's gonna cause bleeding. That you can't make a chabur on Shabbos. You can't cut somebody, etc. Even for reasons that otherwise would be permissible during the week, you can't do that on Shabbos because you can't cause someone to bleed on Shabbos. Usually the issue is netilas neshama. You're like, you know, it's like killing an animal or whatever on Shabbos. You can't do that. So ela b'matzei Shabbos, am I allowed? But why not on matzei Shabbos? There's no reason you can't be together on matzei Shabbos. So am revizera mishum chashbonos. The reason is, you can't have the be'ilas mitzvah the first time on Matzah Shabbos because it's chashbonos. What are we talking about? Look at Rashi. Mishum chashbonos, shem yichnos l'matzei Shabbos, yaseh suda b'layla. Meaning, if they're gonna get married, right, on Matzah Shabbos, so what does that mean? You're gonna make the suda that night on Matzah Shabbos. And what's gonna happen? V'yachshav b'Shabbos. Ma'ud sarech l'hotzi. Right, you're gonna start having conversations on Shabbos about the financials. What do you need to do to make sure that this wedding works? No one has weddings on Matzah Shabbos. Why? It's too much to prepare. You end up a situation where you're preparing on Shabbos. So we don't do that, right? So there's the same concern. And what do we see? V'daber davar. You're not allowed to have conversations on Shabbos about, you know, a malacha, about what you're going to have to do, etc. You can't do that. So the reason why we don't allow the bilas mitzvah on Matzah Shabbos is not because of the bilas mitzvah per se, because that means you're having the wedding on Matzah Shabbos, and that would be a problem of cheshbonos. Okay. Amar Abaye, v'chashbonos shel mitzvah miyasi. What are you talking about? Cheshbonos? This is cheshbonos shel mitzvah. It's for a wedding. V'har Rav Chista. We're going to give like a long list now of cheshbonos shel mitzvah. V'har Rav Chista, v'Rav Hamanuna, d'Amar Tarvayu, they both said, cheshbonos shel mitzvah mutter l'chashbim b'Shabbos. Cheshbonos of a mitzvah are permissible on Shabbos. I think I must mention your story. Yitzhak Cohen once came over to me in the base matters from YU, and he asked me for a ride to a wedding. And he asked me on Shabbos, Friday night. I was like, okay. And he says, I'm allowed to ask you. I said, why? Well, he said, Tzorach Mitzvah. He said, so Simchas Chasam Vekalos, so you could ask about a ride. Fine. Amar Belazar, Poskin Tzedakah L'Aniyim B'Shabbos. You can even decide which money goes to which ani on Shabbos. Make it have a conversation about, the Tzedakah fund. V'Amar Yaakov, Amar Yochan, Hochan L'Bate Knesios, U'L'Bate Midrashos, L'Pakeach Al Iske Rabim B'Shabbos. You can go to the Beis HaKnesses, U'Beis HaMedrash, again, to have conversations about communal needs on Shabbos. You can talk about needs for pikuach nefesh. You're gonna have to go send somebody, right, to save somebody, whatever it's gonna be. That conversation, of course, can happen on Shabbos, even if it's gonna involve a violation. Otherwise, it's davar davar, talking about business. If the conversation won't involve things that otherwise usher, so there's no problem. There's no chiddush. It must be there. Talking about, well, who's gonna drive here and who's gonna make up money and how much it's gonna cost. Oh, it's permissible. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. V'amr of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr of Yonason, Hochin l'tartayos u'l'karkayos l'fakeach ha'iske ravim b'Shabbos. What are tartayos and karkayos? Rashi says, tartayos are palte malachim v'shiltonim. I can go to the government, right? I can talk to government officials. If I have to talk to them about, again, tzorchei rabim, something that was necessary for the community, that would be permissible on Shabbos. How do they translate the word karkayos?
Circuses.
Okay, but the same point. Going to wherever these places are, that otherwise you wouldn't go there, to the market, wherever, on Shabbos, you can do that in order to, again, deal with iskei rabim. Okay. V'tana debe menashia, mishadchin es atinokos li'ores b'Shabbos. Right? You can make shiduchim on Shabbos, and shidduchim oftentimes, especially in the times of Gemara, involves money, but in those days, the actual discussion about the match would involve money. And that, again, is permissible on Shabbos. V'al tinok l'lamdo sefer, v'lalamdo umnus, and even to talk about, setting up for a mechanich, for a child, or to teach them business. Now, all these things are permissible on Shabbos. That's one of the things that, you know, that, that's a, it's a, it's a line in the, in the Zmiros. Shadai Chabai, right?
Yeah.
Because the Chabanos is permissible on these are Hirhurim Mutarim. You can think about, you know, business. You can't say it, but the Shadai Chabanos, you can even talk out loud, right? About Tanuk Olam Dosefer, etc. All these things are examples of this Gemara, right? Things that a person's allowed to do on Shabbos that otherwise would be forbidden because of Dabar Dabar.
So, but is some of these things, is it saying that you're allowed to plan to do these things, or is it more like if you have to do these things, you do these things?
The wedding, it sounds like they're permissible to do on Shabbos.
So, because the wedding would be lechachila, you have to plan it out in order to get married on Shabbos.
But the point being that you're planning the wedding to happen on Matzah Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
So what's for sure going to happen is that you're going to end up having conversations on Shabbos about the plans.
Right?
Which lechora something? Did you pay the caterer? Whatever the things. I guess conversations that otherwise would be forbidden.
Right.
And so the point is, they're just saying these are all these things are because it's still the havamina. Right. The Gemara is asking a question: why are you telling me cheshbonos? Cheshbonos is not a reason not to get married on Matzah Shabbos. The fact that you can have these conversations on Shabbos doesn't seem to bother the Gemara because all these other conversations can happen on Shabbos, and it doesn't sound like it's only a shas etzchak. It sounds like these things are permissible to talk about, and that it sounds like at least at this point, right? All these things would be. It would be allowed. It sounds like it. One point that Rashi points out, Lalamda umnos, teach him a job, teach him a profession. Look at Rashi, four lines down in the wide lines. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to teach a child a profession. Dechsev, umnos shetichya hemenu imatara, right? To teach him a business, he'll be able to live while he's also learning, right? To do both, to make money and also to learn. Ramina bekidushin sha'aviv chayav lalamda umnos, right? The Gemara Kiddushin says that a father has to teach his child How to make a living? Okay, so you see it.
To swim also, but...
That's actually a big machlokas. This is really true. Now, actually, when I went to Camp Kaylee for visiting day, Rabbi Leibowitz is there in Camp Kaylee. So one of the things they do as like the shtick on visiting day, 10-minute halacha. You know, Rabbi Leibowitz gives 10-minute halacha. So he spoke then about teaching children how to swim and whether that's really a mitzvah or not. It's like really like shaky ground in the Gemara, but that's really true. But you're right. Usually we say that
teaching how to swim.
What?
There's a whole list there of things.
Yeah, but one of them, it's like not so clear if it's actually like a mitzvah or not, but yes, but yeah, correct. Usually we say the teach how to swim is one of the things also. But Alam de Umnus also is that Gemara seems to be clear. And that you can even do on Shabbos. Wow. Okay, so Ella, Amri, Bezer. So people say, oh, so I can study for my biology final on Shabbos. Don't go so fast. Not so fast. So Ella, Amri, Bezer. So fine. So the point is, that can't be the reason not to get married on Matzah Shabbos because that beats our mitzvah. So that should be permissible. So Ella, even if you're going to talk about business, fine. So Ella, Amar Rebbe Zera, Gezera Shema Yishchot Ben Of. What's the concern? Maybe going to Shech, the child of a chicken. So the Tosus actually mentioned that some have a gear. So if you look actually straight across in Tosus, the Tosus right there, Shema Yishchot Ben Of, Yesh Gorsim Bo Of. Right, because Ben Of? I mean, Shema Yishchot Ben Of. Yeah, only prior year. So, you know, it should just be getting shech chickens. Right? Maybe you'll shech some chickens and still be Shabbos still. Tosfos also says, like what you said, prior year, maybe the minig is typically to shech younger animals, and that's why the taka would be ben of. But the bottom line is, it just means you're gonna end up doing shechita on Shabbos. Wow. So, why? Presumably, look at Rashi, I think. Yeah, Shemesh Yishchot Ben Of. It's five lines down in the skin lines in Rashi. B'Shabbos, the Tzorach Matzah Shabbos, Shiei Torud V'Yishkach Shu Shabbos. You're going to be so caught up, you're going to forget that it's Shabbos. Could be also like, you know, we're going to talk about pressure. Right? There's going to be pressure. Whenever people feel pressure, what happens? We start to get shaky sometimes in our Shemir Shabbos, and Shemir Salach in general. We get nervous. People are coming. What's going to be? It's not going to be enough. All of a sudden, we start to get a little less, Chazal understood human psychology very, very well. We talk about that all the time. But, you know, person's going to make a mistake because, you know, once the pressure's on, we get shaky. So Amalei Abaye. So possibility is the reason the concern is not for cheshbonos. The concern is maybe they're going to end up shechting animals. So Amalei Abaye Elamei Atav. If that's true, Yom Kippurim Shachal Yos B'Sheni B'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, meaning Sunday night, Yidcha, we should push it off to Tuesday. Why is that? Gzeir Hashem Yishcha Ben Of. What happens? Because Sunday there's a lot of food necessary, right? Erev Yom Kippur is a lot of eating. So if that's true, maybe we should push off the Yom Kippur, which is on Monday, push it off to Tuesday out of this concern. Shema Yishcha Benov. That's a wild thing to say. Push off Yom Kippur. It's wild, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shechal Yos B'Sheni B'Shabbos Shetzrichen LaHarbos B'Suda Achar HaShabbos Shehu Erev Yom Kippurim. And he says it Yidche L'Shlishi B'Shabbos. Push it to Tuesday. Shema Yishcha Benov L'Tzorach Sudas Machar. Wow. Such a, it's a wild Havamina. But okay. But by the way, this whole conversation about pushing off days of Yontif because of the concern of Chilul Shabbos is exactly what happens in Eretz Yisrael for Yom HaAtzmaut. Yom HaAtzmaut is almost never on Ha'ir. Why? Because it always comes on Sunday. They're nervous people get they're nervous that the people start getting ready on Shabbos. It's going to be on, if it's on Friday, they're going to continue with the Shabbos. It's always pushed off all the time for this concern.
But our calendar in general works that way. Certain Yomtovs can't come out on certain
can
days.
Get shifted. Yeah, can get shifted. But I'm just saying the idea of pushing off is one thing to push off Yom HaAtzmaut. Right. It's another thing to push off Yom Kippur.
Right.
Yom Kippur is like, you know what I mean, like wild, right?
I think it's a huge difference. In the Torah, when
you're correct, the correct, yeah, it's a huge difference. I mean, again, this is still assuming we still determine when the Yontif is, but I'm just saying it's still a wild, it's a pretty significant Havamina. Mm-hmm. But anyways, says the Gemara, so maybe you should do that. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Hasam the Nafshe Lo Tarid. Yeah, but it's just for you. That's every Kippur is just for yourself, so you're not going to be so worried about it. Hacha de la Cherim, when you have nervous guests are coming, so then Tarid, then you're really worried. That's when we have more of this concern. Fine. So that's why we wouldn't necessarily extend it. Inami, Hasim Isle Ravcha, Hacha Leisle Ravcha. Or you could say, no, in that case, when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, the meals are happening on Sunday, right? Look at Rashi. Isle Ravcha, Lishchor, Balaila, Shasuda, Eina Alamachar. Right? People are eating a lot on Erev Yom Kippur, we mean during the day, right? Not going to be on Erev Yom Kippur. We don't mean at night, but Hachal Eisle Ravcha says Rashi says Suda Balayla Achar Shabbos Mishecha Shecha Miyad. You're going to have the Suda right away. Matzah Shabbos Havdalah is over. You go into the Chuppah. That's already much more pressure. So that's why we're more concerned in that case. So Gemara says Hashta Asu the Hachi. But now that we said all this, Erev Shabbos Nami Gezeira Shema Yishal Benof. So now that you brought this up, says the Gemara, I'll give you another reason to have a. To aser even the Bilas Mitzvah on Friday night. One reason is Chabura. But the second reason is going to be Shema Yishcha Benof. Meaning what? If you're having the Tashmish Friday night, what does it mean? The wedding was on Friday. Weddings on Friday. Actually, they did this in Europe. I think that's what they used to do. They would get married on Friday. Why? Because it was more efficient, you know, from a financial perspective. You're already making your nice meal on Friday night. So that's the only night they had meat, right? So they would get married on Friday just before Shabbos and have the meal Friday night. Because they're already having a Suda Shabbos. So the point here, the concern is if you do that, what's going to happen? You're gonna be at the meal and realize, we don't have enough. Get nervous. And you start doing malacha into Shabbos. Right? So maybe I have the same concern. Fine. But the bottom line is, these are the two reasons why not to have Bilas Mitzvah on Friday night and not to have the Bilas Mitzvah on Matzah Shabbos for one of these two reasons. The issue of Chabura or the issue of Shema Yishcha Benof. Okay. So now the Gemara asks a different question. Ibar Elohu. We asked the question. The question was raised. Basula nises biravi binivelas biravi. Right? A basula can get married on Wednesday and also have that first bilas mitzvah on Wednesday. Velo chayshinan li kruei daita. And we're not concerned that he's going to, you know, again, what was our concern? He's going to be with her the first time, realize, yikes, there's no basulim. Maybe she was mizana, right? Maybe she was with somebody else in between when they got married, you know, erisin and nisuin. And he's got to go to the bezin right away the next morning. So what are we talking about here? We're assuming they got married Wednesday, right? The next morning is Thursday. But what if they got married Wednesday? They are together already Wednesday. You know, they got married at 1 o'clock wedding, right? And so they're together, I don't know, sometime in the afternoon, right? And then he has the whole time, all this time until the next morning. So maybe he's going to like calm down. He won't be so worried and he won't come to the Beis Din. Right? We're nervous. He's going to cool off. Right? And therefore, we say it's okay. They can be together even on Wednesday. Odilma basula nises revi v'nivelas b'chamishi. Are we makbid specifically that the Tashmish has to happen already Thursday, halachically Thursday, meaning Wednesday night already. Why? Because we're actually nervous. It's got to be, you know, closer to the night already. So first thing in the morning, he's going to pop up and he's going to go to the Beis Din. So which one? Do we have a hakpada specifically that it should be on Thursday? So, on Wednesday night. So, Tashma, I'll try to answer the question. The Tani Bar Kafra Besula Nises Birvi V'Nivelas B'Chamishi. Bar Kafra said that a Besula gets married on Wednesday and she's tashmish on chamishi, right? What's already halachli chamishi? Why? Ho v'nimra bo bracha l'dagim. Why is that? Because on the fifth day, that was when fish were created, right? In the order of creation. And what did Hashem say to the dagim at that point? Hashem said to the book of Rashi, bracha l'dagim, pruvu miluas hamayim. Right? That's what Hashem said to the fish. Right? So it's an appropriate time for the first tashmish. Amana nises bechamishi. Amana can get married on Friday, on Thursday. Vinibelas b'shishi and have the first tashmish should be Thursday night. Why? Ho v'nem rabo bracha l'adam. Because the shishi was when the bracha was pruvu miluas aretz was given to human beings. Okay. So time mishum bracha ava mishum mikruei daita lo cheshinin. So what do you see? What's the reason given? The reason is because of the bracha, right? It's like, it's nice. It's a nice thing to make sure it's Thursday, you know, so that you have the bracha of the dagim. That's a nice thing. But it doesn't say in this brisa that it's because of, right, the reason to have the tashmish of the first tashmish be on Thursday, on Wednesday night, specifically because of a kikru. That's not something that they talk about. Where it says, okay, b'dihachi amana nami tiba v'chamishi hover nemer b'bracha l'dagim. Just by the way, once you brought it up, so amana also, she should also have tashmish, you know, the first one on Chamishi. Why? Because there's a bracha of dagim. Gemara's answer is bracha da adam adifale. No, we want to give the human bracha. The human bracha is still better than the fish bracha. Let's say that much, right? That's still better. Vinami, right? And again, so why don't you get so? But the besula, we want to make sure they have the opportunity to go to bed then on Thursday morning, right? So we're not gonna push them off for the human bracha because we still have that concern about the going to bed on Thursday morning. Okay, v'inami mishum shaktu. Another reason, because of shakti, we saw the language of shakti before, right? That Chazal were worried about the kavod of the kala. This is a different kavod of the kala they were concerned about. The sanya. B'pnei ma omru amana nises bechamishi v'nivelas b'shishi. Why did they say Chazal that an amana should get married on Thursday? Get married on Thursday, basically Thursday evening. Why? And then the tashmish is Thursday evening, which is going to Friday. Shim'ata omer tibaba chamishi, because if you're going to let her get married on Wednesday and have the tashmish Wednesday night, what's going to happen? L'machar mashkem lum naso. V'holechlo. The husband's going to be not so sensitive, and he's got work to go to on Thursday. He'll get up and he's going to go to work. So what happened? Shaktu chachamim atakonas benos Yisrael, sheyehei sameach ima shlosha yamim. Chamishi b'shabis v'erev shabis v'shabis. Right, so the almana only has, right, almana only gets 3 days of, there's no shever brachas for an almana, right? You only get 3 days. So they said, that, you know, like, it's like the three, it's like the extended weekend, you know, mindset. Like, once Thursday's gone already, you got right on Thursday, so it's already Friday, it's already a long weekend, Friday, you know, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so they'll at least have those 3 days together, right? But the you know, Thursday's the day they got married, and then Friday, and then Shabbos, and at least they'll have those three together. So they would get married on Wednesday. So then already, you know, well, maybe I'll go to work first on Thursday, and then we'll have the weekend. So this way, they said, get married already on Thursday, and that way you'll have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and well, she'll have her husband with her the entire time. Okay, fine. So says the Gemara, but my ikah ben bracha l'shaktu. What's the difference? Meaning, you gave me two different reasons why Lamana gets married on Thursday, right? Yish gets married, and it's, you know, Thursday evening, basically. One reason is because of the bracha of the bracha of the Adam, right? And what is the reason? Because of shakti, we're concerned about the husbands. So what's the nafkamina? Why do we care? What's the difference? So ikabenayu Adam batel. What about a person who doesn't go to work? He's retired, whatever. He doesn't go to work. So that person is not going to have this concern about going to work. So maybe he can get married on Wednesday. So we have the reason for the bracha tells him to get married on Thursday. Inami yamtiv shechal yos be'erev Shabbos. What about a case of yamtiv that's on erev Shabbos? So, for example, Yom Tov is on Friday, so we're not worried that the guy's going to, he's going to go to work because it's already Yom Tov, right? So in that scenario, the only reason to get married on Thursday is because of the bracha, right? Not because of work. So that's why. So either way, they get married on Thursday. That's why they do that. Fine.
Yom Tov is on Friday?
Yom Tov Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov is on Friday. So if Yom Tov is on Friday, I don't have to worry that he's going to go to work. He's going to get married on Wednesday, right? So now I already have.
So when is the first day of Yom Tov?
So first day of Yom Tov is Friday. The first day of work is Friday. It's Friday. It's Thursday night. Friday,
Right, and if so before a fixed calendar, you could have Yom Tov on Friday.
On Friday, right? Yom Tov first. Yeah. So let's say you have Yom Tov on Friday. So if Yom Tov on Friday, so now I don't have this thing of the 3 days. I don't have to worry that he's going to have an extra day in the middle. He won't have an extra day in the middle. He'll get married on Wednesday. It'll be Thursday already, and that's going to be Shabbos. It'll be Yom Tov right away. So it's the same thing as getting married on Thursday. So the answer is, so why then get married on Thursday? Because of the bracha of the Adam. That's going to come Thursday night. You know, guessing that bracha. Okay. Fine. Okay. Now, we just talked about Bar Kapara, so we're going to give another, you know, something like Gemara, we'll just extend them. So we have a drasha from Bar Kapara also. Darash Bar Kapara. Gedolim Maisa Tzadikim Yosef Maisa Shamayim V'aretz. Right? We have no other reason to include this story except that Bar Kapara said it. So the Maisim of Tzadikim are greater than the Maisim of Hashem. Right, that Hashem made Shemayim V'aretz. Why? Dilba Maaser Shemayim V'aretz. When Hashem made the world, what does it say? Af Yedei Yadi Yasta Aretz V'Mini Tavcha Shemayim. Right, when Hashem made the world, so He set up, etc. And He used the language of Yemini, meaning one hand. Dilba Maaser Yadeihem Shal Tzadikim. When it comes to the Tzadikim, Ksiv Machonu Shiftecha Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Adonai Konenu Yadecha. Right, the Mikdash that the Tzadikim made. Right, Hashem didn't make the Mikdash; we made the Mikdash. So that Mikdash is Konenu Yadecha. So it's greater because presumably, I guess that's greater that we have both of their hands. You could have said the opposite, that Hashem only needs one hand and we need two hands. But you must say that the Masei Adacha, both implies some type of, it's better. Okay, so Heshiv Bavli Echad, a certain Babylonian responded, Rabbi Chiyah Shemo, his name is Rabbi Chiyah, why they call him a Babylonian, Rabbi Chiyah Shemo, I don't know. And he responded, V'yavashta Yadav, Yitzro. Right, you know what I mean? We have a pasuk that says, Yadav, two hands of Hashem. Right, that he dried up the land. So that's two hands. The Gemara says, no, yado ksiv. The ksiv of that pasuk is only yado, like it was one hand. Okay. Vaksiv Yitzro. It's just, you know, just him. Amrim Nachman by Yitzchak, Yitzro etzbo sav. Right? So, you know, that's his fingers. So that's still like, you know, more things. Kidiksiv, ki era shamecha maase etzbo secha yareach v'kochavim asher konanta. Okay. So but now we're going to bring a problem on this. Meisvei Hashemayim misarpim kavod kel u'masei yadav makid erigia. Again, we have Hashem's being Hashem's hands. So Gemara says no problem. Hachin ka'amar masei yadehem shal tzadikim, right? Meaning no, masei yadav is not Hashem's hands, but then makid erigia. That's hachin ka'amar masei yadehem shal tzadikim mi makid erigia, right? U'mami maniu matar. Okay. So the bottom line is, no, we have an answer for that one also. That Hashem's, that really is talking about the hands of the tzaddik. Okay. Darash Bar Kapara, Maidach Siv, V'yaseid Tiye Lecha Al Hazeinecha. Another drasha from Bar Kapara. Why does it say that you should have a stake together with your Hazeinecha, together with your weapons? Or what is that talking about? That's actually talking about the halacha, that when you go to war, you have to not just have weapons, you have to actually have some other thing that you use, a shovel or something to use to cover up when you go to the bathroom. That's actually what this din is about. But what is it talking about? Al tikri al zeinecha el al uzenecha. You have to have a sadeh, some type of stake for your ears. What are we talking about? Shim yishma adam davar she'eino hagun. You hear something that's not good, what should you do? Yaniach etzba'o be'oznav. Right, you have a yaseid for ozenecha. You have these things, these little stakes, your fingers, that you can use for your ears. If you hear something no good, what do? You stick your hands in your ears. Okay. V'hanu da'am Rabbi Elazar, and this is what Rabbi Elazar said, "Mpei ma etzba'osav shal adam domos liyaseidos." Why did Hashem make the fingers of people similar to stakes? Why do you make them basically, you know, like pointy, right? Look at Rashi, yaniach etzba'o shehi shvuya ki yateid, right? And connects Rashi, my time at Kolomer, but my domo is kiyasedos. And why are they similar to stakes, right? So the Gemara is going to say, well, wait, not so fast. Back in the Gemara, Mar says, my tema, what do you mean, why? Ilim mishum de mechalkan, kochad vechad lemilsei, avida, right? Meaning, if you want to know why you made them different, each one has its own purpose. And the Gemara has to explain why each finger has its own job in halacha, okay? Damar mar, zuzeres, zeres, kamitza, ama, etzba, godel. Okay, Zeres starts from Zeres is the pinky finger, Kamitza is the ring finger, Amma is the middle finger, Etzba is the pointer finger, and Godel is the Gudel, is the thumb. Okay? I mean, each one has its own reason. And Rashi actually goes through what each of them are. Look at Rashi just for 1 second. Rashi says, Zu Zeres. So he writes, Zu Zeres, the last white line, min hakatanim modedin zeresh dal choshen, right? That's the starts with the pinky, right? Zukamitza meetzba sheetz lakatana manchilin lekamotz, right? If you do a kamitza with a mincha, you do actually use your ring finger to take the flour out of the korban mincha. Chofe shalosh etzbos al pas yado hakamitza va'ama ve'etzba ve'komet. You do it like this, whatever. Zu ama mehagdola modedin amas. Amas binyan the amas kilim. How do you measure these things? You measure them actually with your middle finger. And zu etzba lematan damim shalchatas. Right? You use they would when the kohen would splash the dam on the kapor on the paroches, he would use his pointer finger. And zu gudal lebohan yad aron umetimitzora. Right? They bohan yad yonis for bohan yad hasmolis. When the Torah talks about the sprinkling of things, in that case again they would use their thumb for that. When it comes to the mitzvah, it comes to the Aaron and Cohen. So the point being that each, like the Rosh is saying, just by the way, you want to know, it's not just stam that they're, you know, it's pointy, that each one has its own rule, you know, and you're not just asking why they're separate as opposed to being like, you know, a web or whatever. We understand why each one has its own job. But the question is, now back to the Gemara, Damamar zu zera zu kamitza zu ama zu etzba zu godel, elamatam mishufos ki yisiz. No, why did you make them specifically like steaks? Shim yishma adam davar sheino hagun yaniach etzba osa ba'osam. If you hear something that's not right, you're not supposed to listen to it, so you put your fingers in your ear. Tana dedei Rabbi Shema mipnei ma ozen kula kasheh va'el ya raka. Why do you have your ear is all hard, but the bottom is soft? Right? Why do you have that little? Why do you have an ear lobe basically? Shim yishma adam davar sheino hagun yakef el ya lasochas. What do? You fold your ear up into the hole, and that way you don't have to hear the lashon hara, whatever it is that someone said. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Ayashmiya Adam La Oznav Devarim Betalim, Bipnei Shei Nichvos Techila Le'ivarim. And another din about ears, you shouldn't hear things that are not appropriate. Why? Just Devarim Betalim, just nonsense. Why? Because your ears burn the fastest of the rest from your body. Right? It probably doesn't mean that physically, it also means that emotionally and spiritually, right? Your ears, things that you hear, have a very big impact on who we are. You hear certain things. Music that we hear, things that we listen to, the language that we hear, right? Sometimes you're just around people or you're watching something that's a certain language, it impacts you. You know what that's like when you start to hear something a lot and it starts to impact you in a certain way. I remember the first time that I had an internship still in college, I had an internship somewhere, and happened to be that the chevra that I was working with spoke a certain way that was not the way we speak in the Beis Medrash, and the language was like off the wall, cursing all. And I remember like starting to hear those words in my head. And it was like so bothered me so much that like that I was like starting to like think those like that language that I never used ever, right? And starting to hear the way, right? Just by hearing it, you don't have to say it yourself, but just by hearing it, it has an impact, you know, has an impact on you. Okay, fine. But now we're back to the question of Debi'ilah B'Shabbos, and the rest of the daf is just going to ask the kasha. We're not going to answer any questions, but we're going to ask a multiplicity of steps to understand the question. All of these are Hilchos Shabbos related questions. Okay, so Gemara asked as follows. Ibailu, they asked the following question. Mahu livo betchila b'Shabbos, which is an interesting question, by the way, because they already told us that you can't. So it's interesting. So we'll have to see, like, you know, Tosfos can deal with that a little bit. Like, why are you asking me the question already? Right? So Tosfos actually points out, Tosfos Mahu, even though you already said they made a takana not to get married on Erev Shabbos, or she gets married on Wednesday because she can go to the Besdin on Thursday, nevertheless, with Gilos, what happens if they get married on Wednesday and they don't have tashrus the first night? It didn't work, whatever, that happens, right? They weren't able to. So now it's Matzei Shabbos. Can they, are they allowed to try? So that's what Tosfos says in the question. Fine. Okay. So, here we go. So, Ma'al Levov B'Tchila B'Shabbos. So what do we say? We're going to give a bunch of different, you know, two sides over and over again. Do we say, Da Mifkar Pakid, Ocha Bure Michbar? And the Gemara has this actually in Gemara and Shabbos a number of times with different things, like killing an animal, different things. Do you assume that the dam is already kind of like waiting there? In which case, I didn't really make a chabura. The dam is sort of like waiting to come out. It's like stored and waiting to leave. Or chabura michbar. Or is it, no, you're actually making a chabura. You're causing the bleeding yourself. And it's a good question. They're asking are they asking a scientific question? Or are they just asking how we determine it halachically? But you know, it sounds like a mitzvahs question, like a scientific question. But But is the point being, do we assume that the blood has a status that's sort of like already waiting for us, and therefore you didn't really make a chabura? No, when you go ahead and do the act, it creates a chabura and it creates the bleeding. V'im tim salama dam nifkar pakid. If you want to say the dam is just waiting there anyways, right? L'dam hu tzarich v'shari, right? He's allowing the dam to come out. And that's what he needs. Odim ala pesach hu tzarich v'aser. What do we say, right? You know, it's not meaning to be crude, but like there's an opening that's created through this process, right? And when that happens, are you to create an opening, right? In general, on Shabbat, to make a Pesach would be forbidden also. So do you say that the intention is the dam, and the dam is just waiting there anyway, so all that's permissible? Or do we say, no, even though the dam is not a problem, it's not a problem of Chabura, but maybe it's a problem of a Asiyas Pesach. You're, you know, Tikkun Monas, sort of. You're like, you know, creating an opening that now you are interested in which case that's forbidden. And if you want to tell me, again, more of the leniencies, we assume that it's nifkal pocket, and we assume that he just wants the dam anyways, and the Pesach just happens on its own, right? Halachik Rabbi Shimon, to Amar Darvish Eni Miskavin Mutter, right? Because what this would be is, right, you're like doing something and you don't have intention for the outcome, right? The example Rabbi Shimon gives is I'm dragging a bench, right, in the backyard on Shabbos, right? So if the bench is so heavy that you know it's going to make a ditch in the that's psik reshe, right? That's for sure. That's not the question. That's for sure also. But what if you don't know? Maybe it's going to cause a ditch in the, you know, what's the right English word?
Furrow.
Thank you. A furrow. I know what the word is that we use. So maybe you make a furrow in the ground, right? Which is like choresh, you know, malacha on Shabbos. So do we say, if you're not sure it's going to happen, so Rav Shimon says, okay, if you weren't sure and it ends up happening, it's davar shein miskaven. I didn't mean for it to happen. I didn't intend for it to happen. And I didn't know for sure it was going to happen. Rav Shimon says, that's mutter. Rav Yehuda holds that davar shein miskaven is usher anyways. Right? So the point is, in this, and Tosis actually asked, I think Rashi asked the question, but wait a minute, he shouldn't be a psik reisha in this case. For sure it's going to bleed. So he says, it's not necessarily for sure. Right? It's not for sure. You know, some people, they know, the Gemara talks about people who had it to be together in a way they wouldn't cause bleeding. The bottom line is it's considered not a psik reisha. It's not for sure going to happen. So the point is, so if all these things are correct, it's nifkar pakid, the dam mutzarech and the pesach are just happening by itself. And, right, do we pass in tach like Rabbi Shimon that davar shein miskaven mutter? Or halach Rabbi Yehuda, damar davar shein miskaven aser. Right, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then all of your kulos until now still get in trouble because it's davar shein miskaven and that would be aser anyways. If him tim salomar halach Rabbi Yehuda, right? And what if you talk a halach Rabbi Yehuda, right? That is talk a davar shein miskaven aser. Maybe you can say mekalkahu it's a la pesach, right? This is what's called mekalka, right? If I cut toilet paper in a very specific line so I can use it, that's korei b'shabbos. But if I have an envelope which has a letter, Shlomo Zalman Aruch talks about this. I have a letter in an envelope and I want to get to the letter. I can destroy the envelope, right? And that's mekalkal, that's mutter. You have a box of cereal, and you want to get to the cereal inside. So you can't open just the top of the box, that's making a kli. But if you destroy the box, you open the top and the bottom, so that's permissible. That's mekalkal. I'm just doing something destructive. So maybe you'd say, in this case, even if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, right, that davar shein miskaven is usser, right? You know you are creating a Pesach there, and you didn't intend to, but it doesn't matter. You know, that's what's happening. Maybe you'd say, yeah, but it's really a kilkul. You're not making something, you know, constructive, you're making something destructive. Okay, mekalka waits till the Pesach. Oh, mitake anyway till the Pesach. Or do you say no? It doesn't matter. It's considered a tikkun. It's something positive, and therefore something you wanted, and therefore it is. Or I shouldn't say you wanted, but that's you know constructive, and therefore it is still awesome. Okay, that's one possible way to ask the question whether this is permissible or not permissible for all these different reasons. Ikadamri. Some ask the question a little bit different. Vim tim salomar dam chabur mikhbar. What about the other side, right? What if you assume that the dam is chabur mikhbar? It's really making a chabura, right? So if you assume making a chabur, there should be no nothing to talk about, right? Well, maybe not. Maybe you say ladam hu tzarich v'aser, right? He's making a chabura because he wants to make a chabura because he's trying to cause the bleeding, and therefore it's forbidden to do on Shabbos. O dilma lahanas atzma hu tzarich. He's not interested in the blood at all. He doesn't want it at all. But they're interested in the physical enjoyment that they accomplish through this, right? Vishari, in which case is permissible because again, there's no interest in it. Vim tim salomar lanas atzma hu tzarich v'dam emelakas. You want to say no? You want to say like this approach that he's just interested in the physical benefit and the dam just comes on its own. halach Rabbi Huda or halach Rabbi Shimon, right? So again, if it the dam is still coming, you're making a chabura. So the same question would be the same question again. That would be called a davar sheni miskave. Right? Again, he is, you know, again, he has interest in the physical act. He doesn't have interest in causing a chabura, but it does happen anyways. And let's assume it's not a psikration, it's not for sure going to happen. So if you hold like a Rabbi Shimon that holds that davar sheni miskave is permissible, so again, he has no. He's not intending this to happen. It happens to happen. Okay, so the bleeding happens, but maybe that makes it permissible. But if you hold like Rabbi Huda, the davar sheni miskaven is usur, so he can't drag the bench if it might cause the furrow, right? So same way, they can't be together if she might in the end start to bleed. Fine. V'im dim salomar halach Rabbi Huda. And if you say, you know what, talk about Rabbi Huda, the davar sheni miskaven is usur, so it shouldn't be permissible. Maybe mekalkel bechabura, and this is a rule in general by chabura, making a chabura on Shabbos. You know, dealing with wounds and things like that. What if the person is mekalkel bechabura, right? He's dealing with the chabura, but he's destroying it. He's not doing something. You know, again, he's not creating something. You know, positive here. It's just like it's just a destruction. Oh, metakin bechaburahu, and maybe this is if it's again if it's mekalkel bechabura, even Kari Bihuda be permissible. Or say, no, it's metakim bechabur, you're making something constructive here, and it should be usur either. Yeah, anyways. Vim tim salor mekaka bechabur, who? And if you want to say this is really a case of kilkol, right? Bimekakal halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Do we passing by the case of mekakal, like k'Rabbi Yehuda, or not? Rashi says, halacha k'Rabbi, the bottom Rashi, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda bimekakal, umutter, and it's permissible. Dechi amr, again, this is, the flip of our usual Rabbi Shimon is lenient when it comes to davar sheni miskaven, but machmir when it comes to mekaka. The Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon flip. So halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'mekaka umutter, and it's permissible. Dechi amar Rabbi Yehuda davar sheni miskaven usar b'metakin of mekaka lo amar. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says when it comes to this davar sheni miskaven, it's only usar if it's constructive. That furrow is ruining your yard, right? Maybe that's not a problem, right? But by mekalkel he's permitted. Or you say halach k'Rabbi Shimon, like a Rashi on the top of the next page, the mekalkel bechabura chayev. Kevin the tim salomar halach k'Rabbi Yehuda, but davar sheni miskaven the aser. Rabbi Shimon says that maybe mekalkel bechabura is chayev. Why? Because you could have said like halach k'Rabbi Yehuda by davar sheni miskaven. But the bottom line is this is the Gemara's question. No answers yet. All right, but this is all of the different, you know, pieces of information that you need to ask the question in the first place. And as we continue to daf vav, we'll find out more answers. Okay?